thought you knew, but you have no idea. It's the Urban Sports Scene.
Ray, you ain't gonna leave the show out right now, man.
Not gonna leave the show. Come on, man. Stop
we brought you back to lead it out.
Yeah, my bad. I'm just caught up in this game right now.
Hey, where's the Urban Sports Scene? Ray is not leaving the show out. He's busy watching this game. I'm here, Wally. Will, right beside me. We on the couch chilling watching this basketball game. But right now, Miami is down 9. D-Wade is, like, struggling right now. He's basically giving out flagrant fouls like he Debo out here. Will, do you have anything to add about this vicious game we're watching right now?
No, Dwayne Wade just committed a very stupid flagrant one foul. Yeah.
Like you say, flagrant
one foul. It looks like he's losing his head. Because he didn't get the call on the other end, but that's neither here nor there, man. Let's talk about what's going on with us. What's going on with you fellas?
Well, you know, I just over the weekend, I caught The Avengers. You told me about it, told me it was a really good movie.
Did you see it at IMAX 3D?
Oh, yes, I did, in Silver Spring, because, you know, I can't see it with, like, Negroes. So, you know,
awesome.
I like it.
It was awesome.
Yeah, it's great. Air smells good over there in Silver Spring. Yeah. But great movie, man. It was action-packed, man. Like,
from the beginning to the end.
And the storyline was good, you know what I mean? That's what I like about
it, man.
And I wasn't into that whole Avengers thing, like how everybody else, the comic books and stuff like that. But for what I heard, it stuck to the storyline. Everybody said it stuck to the storyline.
Very much so.
You know what I mean? So, Ray?
Ray, do you care to chime in? I mean,
it's the Urban Sports Scene on Az Radio.
Yeah.
AzRadio.com. Ray, Wally, and Will are here.
We're at that part. We're still, not the Az Radio part, though. Because we're not live. We're supposed to be
doesn't
live
matter.
On Az Radio.
We're on the Az Radio network right now.
Yes, we are. Yes,
somebody's hearing us on the network right now. It may not be exactly live, but we're here.
They're hearing us.
Yeah, they're hearing us.
Email us at urbansports@azradio.com.
And it's 9:06 our time, so.
Our time.
Our time. Our live time.
Shout out to Chris and the commish. They also cover all sports in the DMV.
You gonna read it word for word? You gonna read this out loud word for word?
Check out the Voice of the Fan live and watch Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. by visiting http://www.
All right, stop the track.
Voice of the Fan.
Rewind.
They always show. They always shout us out though. Appreciate them, man.
Good Voice of the Fan. They're hilarious.
Yes, they are. You said rewind. What you want to rewind for?
Will T, do it over, man. You got
to
read that.
Yeah, because you can't say HTTP. You don't say that part.
He said colon.
He said colon?
HTTP colon.
I said colon, didn't I?
No, that's a colon. www.thevoiceofthefan.com.
Thevoiceofthefan.com is all they need to know. You don't even have to put www.
It doesn't even
anymore.
Matter, man.
And if you have a smartphone or iPad, it's a button for that.
It is?
Not all the time. Not for like www part.
For the most, it is.
No, mine.
And it's a .com.
.com, yeah. It's a .com, though.
It's both.
No, my iPhone, though.
Will T, tell them about Vivian's network.
Yeah, the lovely Vivian.
We'll also have our show newly syndicated on the internet radio station, Real People,
really
Real Talk Radio. This site is managed by our good friends from Apogee's. Make sure you visit the site. RealPeopleTalk.com.
Butcher.
Why are you reading?
Dude, I don't have my glasses.
You
it's dark in here, man. Whatever.
Man, it's
dude.
Those are real glasses.
RealPeopleRealTalk.com.
I thought those like
Vivian.
Nah, I don't do all
the
that.
D-Wade thing.
It's managed by Vivian. It's a great radio
Vivian.
Station.
I'm not going to lie. I'm a little disappointed we're not live. I told my friend, he's a high school basketball player, that we were going to be live. And I actually missed the state semifinals when he hit the game winning shot at Comcast Center because I was at the public bar with Chris and the commission, the stadium girls. And I let my man down. When I actually went to see him play in the state finals, they lost and he cried. No, I really don't get that. The whole crying thing at the end of a basketball game. I know we never played, which is hilarious because we're here talking about sports, but none of us are qualified. We never done anything outside of the Boys and Girls Club, you know. I don't know. Our parents won't let us play, though. Me and Wally. What's your excuse? How old were you?
15.
Exactly. So you're not qualified. None of us are, actually.
Actually, we're not. You know what I mean?
But that's the great thing about the internet. You can get three of your friends together, say, hey, I have an idea. Let's talk about sports in the Washington, D.C. area.
Yeah.
And you can produce your own show.
Yeah. And hopefully, you know, you'll be live. But if you're not. So it is what it is.
Stab.
What does that mean?
I have no idea. What is that supposed to be? Dwayne Wade off the glass. He made it. Now Miami is down five.
Let's stop BSing around. Let's get into our tradition, the pregame.
That's the Will T. Patnick quote. For like you Hulk Hogan, you about to Hulk up. Anyway, the Caps were eliminated over the weekend. Dale Hunter stepped down, and Alexander Semin is decided to test free agency. Your thoughts on anything?
To me, like, I keep hearing Capitals fans saying, oh, we're heading in the right direction. No, you haven't. Dale Hunter hasn't done anything that hasn't been done previously before he got here. This Washington Capitals team is notorious for being, for in the beginning of the season, telling y'all to say, oh, we're going to win a Stanley Cup, but underachieving by their standards, only making it to the semifinals or making it to the Eastern Conference Finals. Everyone who thinks that this team is heading in the right direction, no, you aren't. Well, you've been doing the same thing for the past 6 or 7 years.
Well, they're not going ahead and towards the right direction because they, you know, Dale Hunter had decided not to come back, and you know, in all sports, you want that continuity. You want to have a coach be with you for like a couple of years, and you know, he at his first season, which to me he did a good job in the playoffs, and now he stepped down. Now they got to start over again. It's still a start over process. And in terms of Alexander Semin, it's a big loss. He's an offensive weapon, but you know, the Caps have enough offensive players, and they need some more role players. And I heard he wanted to leave because he wanted more of a offensive role with another team. Oh, they're about to fight in Indiana. Oh, they're about to get down. They don't want it with David West. David West throws for real. They don't want it with David West. Anything you want to say, Ray? Like you about to say something to Mike?
Now, from a fan's perspective, all fans want in this area is consistency. And the Capitals have been consistent. I'm an Atlanta Falcons football fan. I've been happy with them getting to the playoffs every year, being over 500. You can't complain. The Capitals pretty much are all we have. The Nationals still haven't done anything yet, although they're decent this year. So the Capitals are heading in a good direction. They're consistently winning every year. They're making the playoffs. I mean, they gave us a great playoff series against the Bruins and the Rangers. Every game, except for one, decided by one goal. You can't complain about that.
No, I agree with you. Caps definitely, they brought some big-time energy to the D.C. area. We had hockey. We had non-hockey fans support the Caps. They didn't know what was going on, but, you know, they were pro-Capitals. Black, white, Hispanic, anybody. All of them loved the Capitals. Didn't matter. You got something to say, Will? Because you'd like to hold the mic. You about to say something?
Let's move on.
The Redskins have signed Hightower to a one-year deal. The Redskins have signed Hightower to a one-year deal.
Not really big news to me, but I guess Mike Shanahan really loves Tim Hightower. This guy, they have Roy Helu and they have Evan Royster. Why you bring Hightower into the mix, I don't know. Especially coming off of the ACL injury, but from my understanding, none of the contract is guaranteed. So I guess it's a decent signing for the Redskins, something for you to get excited about.
Well, for me, you know, I have the same thought process as you. We already have Hightower and Roy Helu. Roy Helu and Evan Royster. I feel like you have the breakaway back in Helu, and you have the methodical running back in Royster. A Hightower brings more of a pass protection running back, to the Washington Redskins. He's a hard worker. That's what I like about him. I'm interested to see what his role is going to be, if he's going to even make the team, because it is a one-year deal, so they have flexibility. But I want to see if he's going to make the team. But he was productive with the Redskins last season.
It was like the first 5 or 6 he was active.
Yeah.
He was producing.
Even though I think, as fans, we all saw the explosiveness of Roy Helu and said, okay, Roy Helu should be starting over him. But we can all say, like, all right, you know, he got the tough yards. He was good in the goal line situations to score a touchdown. So he did a decent job. What do you see in the depth chart? Do you see him, since you said Shanahan does like him, do you see him potentially maybe being the second running back or maybe staying at the third slot?
I actually do think he'll be the second running back. I think Roy Helu pretty much cemented himself as the starter towards the end of the year. Evan Royster, they like to use him as more as like a change of pace. And Tim Hightower would probably be like the guy who will come in on third down specifically and get the tough yardage.
All right, let's move on down to pregame. Nationals, Rays man, Bryce Harper, hit his first home run yesterday and hit his second home run today, this afternoon. In the loss to the Padres. Matter of fact, I think Strasburg struggled that game. Got to the fourth inning, gave up 4 runs, and had 5 Ks. Still an impressive pitcher to me. I don't care. You know, no pitcher could dominate forever. But back to Bryce Harper. How many homers do you think he's going to get when the season ends? He already has two.
I'll say probably somewhere around 20.
Think 20
home runs, yeah.
Right.
I think he'll get about 20 home runs.
How many home runs do you think he's going to have?
I see between 15 and 20. Yeah, that's a good number.
15, 20?
If he stays healthy.
You know, my man Hayward had 17, and, you know, he started off with more of a torrid streak. I'm just saying. You think he's really going to get – I think Hayward 18. Take that back.
Yeah, 18.
18, I'm sorry.
He was 22, too.
Yeah. Now, I see – I think he'll get, like, 13 to 15.
13 to 15?
Yeah. He does have power, but, you know, let's see if he can get on the streak. He is talented. He runs everything out. But he's also in a division that has a lot of great pitchers, especially there's some good lefties out there. He's going to see Johan Santana. He's going to see Cole Hamill. And for the Marlins, he's going to see some great pitchers. You're going to see Josh Johnson. So he has pitchers he's going to see on a regular basis that's going to be hard for him to put up good numbers as a 19-year-old. He's talented. We all agree with that. He is really talented.
No, there's no denying that.
You know what I'm saying? You know, me and Ray always have our dispute about.
No, you don't like Bryce Harper because you think he gets compared to Ken Griffey.
Griffey is a phenom. He's the real deal. Like, you can't compare Griffey and Bryce Harper. I can't ever compare the two because Griffey is unique.
Well, him and Ken Griffey both are one of four players, 19 years old, to get a hit in their first game.
Griffey is, like I said, Griffey throughout the season. I feel like Griffey.
We already had this discussion. When Griffey was 19, he didn't have a good season either.
We never looked the stats up. We can look the stats up after the break. I have no problem with that.
That's fine.
You know what I mean?
I'm not saying Bryce Harper's Griffey. I'm just saying that's your main reason for hating Bryce Harper.
I don't hate Bryce Harper.
You do. You always looking to argue. Bryce Harper has impressed. You're the only person that I've heard.
When has 233 been impressive? Like,
no, are you going just off his batting?
I'm going off his offensive numbers. That's why I go.
No, are you going just off his batting? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm going off his batting.
Have you seen him throw? Did you see him steal home?
Yeah, right,
do you see him run the bases? He does everything.
Dude,
do you see his swing? You see his work ethic?
Okay, if you're going to talk about his outfield play, really, his routes to the ball aren't the best at center field.
Did he just start playing outfield?
But if you're going to, like,
I'm just saying,
it's not as good as you make it sound.
Hold on. On the phone, you said, yeah, he's adapted to that position like no other.
He's getting better. He's better than what I thought he would be. I didn't say that he was.
Exactly. So why are you going to bring that as a negative point now?
It's the truth. His routes to the ball aren't the best. You can't, if you're going to, like, say he's doing everything great, then be real, he's doing everything great. His routes to the ball
aren't
the
best. Okay, who said great? I never said.
Yes, you did. You said he does everything else great. You just said that.
I said great?
I believe you did.
Just rewind it. I might have. I'm not going to deny, but I don't remember saying the word great.
He does everything well, maybe. Very great.
Let's move on.
Yeah, I agree. Gosh, I mean, I never seen somebody hate that hard. Like, I don't like Vince Young, and we both disagree on that, but I never went to look up his stats and call you at work about it. Like,
what you call? Dude, what you doing today?
What did I call you about?
I was Bryce Harper, his whole friend. I know.
Wait, after you called me.
I know. It's like how you gloat about
you
it.
You called me back to say he had a home run today, too.
Yeah, but that was a good thing. I gave you a compliment.
Just that. You called me out the blue.
What did I say after that, though?
Before Bryce Harper got moved up, he called me out the blue. Like, yeah, I'm looking at Bryce Harper's stats.
And it sucks.
And AAA. It's not that good.
It ain't good.
I mean, out the blue. We hadn't had a discussion about Bryce Harper since Public Bar.
Hey, man.
March 7th. So.
Hey, man.
Your love affair with Bryce Harper is obviously.
Bryce Harper.
Not one that.
It's one of the most. Overrated.
All right,
man. Superstars NL League ever. Plays starts this Friday. O's versus Nats. The battle of 295.
Who cares?
Wow.
Really?
Do you expect a big crowd to for this game to draw?
Due to the records, it's a Nats, right? It's in the Nats ballpark, right?
Yeah.
I think it'll do the same as it last year. I don't think the craze has gone like that high yet. I think we'll see. Like, you know, the Capitals took a lot of Nats crowd support during the playoff run when they were in the area. So when the Orioles coming down, I don't think it's going to be like a sellout or anything like
that.
If
this game doesn't sell out, then truly this area just doesn't have a love for baseball. Because if you think about it, these both are the top teams in their division. Both of them are ripe with young talent. Friday is supposed to be a nice day at the ballpark. So if this game doesn't sell out, then – Washington, the Washington, D.C., Baltimore area does not care about baseball.
Well, I think Baltimore, will, if it was in Camden Yards, it'd be a sellout. I think if it was in Camden Yards, it'd be a sellout. That's my opinion. No, it's just a better ballpark. I'm just being honest. It's a better ballpark. But if Strasburg pitched, too as well, it would be a sellout too as well, though. It just depends who's out there. What, you got something to say, Ray? You are smirking at me.
I'm not
dude.
Saying nothing.
Why are you smirking at me? It's the, I'm stating
it's
the truth.
It's the Baltimore Orioles versus the Washington Nationals. I don't care what the records are. It's the beginning of the season. Seriously.
So what? So would you?
Well, both
so,
of them have been on top of their division for 30 days.
Like, this is a different environment.
This is very rare. This is very rare. It's 30 days.
Why are you being
so
negative, dog?
And both of them
so
are on top of their division.
I'm just saying it's irrelevant at this point.
Why are you so negative, though, man? You just out there like
DC Sports is irrelevant.
I'm negative. Yeah. DC Sports is irrelevant.
Yeah, for
I totally people. Agree.
I totally disagree with that.
And now with RG3, Strasburg, Bryce Harper is starting to
and John Wall.
It's starting to evolve. The Orioles are definitely like third.
Third what?
In Baltimore, it's the Ravens, then it's the Stallions or
that's a lie. That's
the Baltimore
lie.
Blaze or
now,
something.
Now that's a lie. Now you're just being ridiculously dumb about it. The Stallions, really. Really?
The Orioles are irrelevant.
Nah, they're second. They starting to sell out in Canada Yards. They're irrelevant. Come on now, be real.
Like you said, it's a nice ballpark. That's why.
It's
a nice ballpark. That's why.
Don't say they.
That's why they sell out. They are irrelevant.
That's not how they're irrelevant.
They've been
the Yankees for nothing.
They've been considered the worst baseball franchise for a while.
The worst baseball franchise. Have you seen the Pittsburgh Pirates?
The past few years.
Now you're making stuff up.
In the past few years.
Look it up. The Pirates have been the worst baseball franchise in the past few years. To be real with you. Oh, Miami is now down too. And LeBron, go ahead, Will. You want to say something?
No, I was saying 71-69, 4 minutes left.
Oh, they're choking.
I told you. He's about to go on that run.
The Heat just forced a turnover.
It was about
LeBron
to do.
On the breakaway.
But anyway.
But we're going to finish watching this game. After the commercial break, we'll talk more NBA playoffs. It's the Urban Sports Scene on Eyes Radio.
Urban Sports Scene.
For ages.
You can now hear the Eyes Radio Network while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher is a free news and talk mobile app available for your smartphone. And when you download Stitcher to hear the Eyes Radio Network, you have a chance to win some money. Downloading is quick and easy. Just find Stitcher in the App Store. Download it. It's free. Takes a few seconds. Then during registration, hit the promo code box and enter Eyes Radio, EYESRADIO, to get automatically entered to win $100. The latest episode of the show will be waiting for you in your favorites. You'll get access to lots of other amazing shows, too. Always available to you on demand. No syncing. It's Stitcher Smart Radio. And don't forget to enter promo code EYES Radio when you register.
Things first, I'll eat your brain. Then I'ma start rocking gold teeth and fangs. Cause that's what a motherfucker monster do.
Time for commercial break. When we get back, we'll discuss LeBron winning the MVP. Huh? Oh, sorry. To listen to the show, visit walio.podbean.com. We're also on iTunes, Twitter, and Facebook. Just search Urban Sports Scene. If you have any questions or comments, just email us at urbansports@eyesradio.com. Also, check out the Sports Crib, blogtalkradio.com. Now it'll be recent time. blogtalkradio.com/WC Still a Fan. The show is hosted by Doc, Han Kizzle, and West Coast Still a Fan.
I was on last week, man. But
you were?
Yeah, for the first time in like a while.
Yeah.
Well, that's what's up.
We only like 30 minutes, though.
How long did you have to be on hold?
Don't put me on hold.
Oh.
Only took 30 minutes. That was it.
Oh, okay.
Unless they have a guest. Then they put you on hold. You know.
For a year.
He said for like a year.
All right, man. NBA playoffs.
Wow.
We're watching this game.
You're
right
really
now.
Rushing us.
No, I'm not rushing us.
No time for small talk, you know?
I know. Yeah. No time for fake ones.
Yeah. Well, anyway. Heat versus Pacers. Game we're currently watching. 2 minutes and 30 seconds.
Eat them corn chips, Cody.
The Heat are up. I believe the Heat are up.
No, they're not up. They're down two.
But they're up 1-0 in the series, which is what I was trying to allude to before.
We shouldn't even really be mentioning this. By the time these folks, I'm sure if you're listening now, the Heat, you know the result of the game, unfortunately.
We can come up with questions about some of the stuff about it.
Why aren't the Heat dominating the Pacers?
Good question.
That's
easy.
That's a
This is coach called Eric Spoelstra. Self-explanatory. I don't need to add into that. That's it. Eric Spoelstra.
He doesn't run plays, right?
Yeah, they just called a timeout. Watch them. Watch how they run an ISO play. Like it was like if it was Doc Rivers, it'd be some vicious set. Eric Spoelstra, Dwayne Wade, pick and roll, ISO. Let's see what you can do.
All right, let's see.
Let's see.
Chalmers, pass it back. Dwayne Wade.
Who's going to pop out? Pick and roll. Oh, it's Rawls. See?
Yeah,
it was a pick.
Yeah, you were right. It wasn't a set.
Pick and roll. Yeah. See?
This team, they're going to have trouble if they go against San Antonio or Oklahoma.
They'll have problems with any team that has plays defense. Like OKC, San Antonio will give them some issues. You know, I think they're quicker than San Antonio, and they're old. I think they could beat San Antonio. But they would give them issues in Boston because they play good defense. Teams that play really good defense that'll take away that stupid crap, they'll have an issue with.
We'll see, because didn't they beat Boston last year in the playoffs?
Yeah, but this Boston team's more confident. They could beat
them. That's a different motivation factor when you're playing the Heat versus when you're playing the Sixers. Same thing for the Heat.
Yeah.
If this was the Celtics, it would be a much harder play game than what they're playing against the Pacers. It's just unfortunate. But Derrick Rose's injury has created a lot of this. If this was Bulls Celtics, they knew they still had a hard road ahead. They would not be playing so lackadaisical like they are against the Pacers. And the Pacers are motivated to upset them. And unfortunately, they're not matching the Pacers' energy.
Yeah.
No, they are.
And it seems like they might be missing Chris Bosh.
Yeah, they are. To me, it seems like they are. They don't have any type of inside presence at all.
I'm not going to say Chris Bosh is an inside presence. Really, he was like kind of soft, but
no. Nah, but
I like Chris Bosh though. But his inside.
He gives you somebody on the block who, if he gets the ball, you have to double team at least.
There's still no sense of urgency on Dwayne Wade's face. 1 point game, 2:35 left. Unfortunately, Hollywood is. I told y'all this earlier. Has got to that man's head.
No, it definitely has.
I still think the Heat are going to win tonight. I ultimately think the Heat are going to win a series. It may go six. By the way things look, it shouldn't. And if I was them, I would not want it to go six for the simple fact that
LeBron is so special.
You want to rest while Boston and Philly go at it.
Yeah, let's go back to LeBron, who's got the MVP. He just showed just how valuable he is. You just see how like he just strapped out Barbosa. We're talking about a dude who got like a power forward frame, and he just strapped Barbosa and made him take a half court 3-point shot.
Yeah, there's no denying he's the most unique talent in the NBA. The NBA seen in a long time, period, yeah. Hands down.
Most unique physically.
Physically, yeah.
Most physically.
I do think that he deserved the MVP this year, even though I think it was really close. It was between him and Kevin Durant. But, you know, he'll always get it just because Durant had the sixth man of the year and also had Russell Westbrook.
Well, I think Durant has anybody, the person you can blame is himself. Down the stretch, he didn't close that MVP race. He had the opportunity. To me, he was ahead of
LeBron. Wade again, taking
but he just decided to like for some, during that stretch he didn't like close games. He had bad games against certain teams. So it's just like playing. It's like when you watch college football and the Heisman, and you got that chance to make that signature game. Like LeBron beating.
That's a good analogy.
Yeah, like LeBron beating. Damn, I thought I shot that three, but fall. LeBron beating KD in that game in Miami was like the signature game, and that pretty much put LeBron over the top. And one. Oh, good block. I ain't gonna lie, this game is good, man. This Miami game is good. LeBron had a layup and he got shot. He's got blocked.
Very low scoring game, 76-75, fourth quarter, minute 20 seconds. Indiana's up.
Yeah, we're so distracted right now, it's ridiculous.
Nah, we're not, because we're actually gonna go on to the game that's coming up after this. Oh, no, we're not. We're actually gonna go to the Lakers Thunder. We're gonna recap that game one that was last night.
A great game.
Great game. Thunder ran through the Lakers. Look like a very tired team, which they were, because they had to go. They played seven tough games against the Denver Nuggets, against a team they probably should have beat in five games. But just Denver, their effort, hustle from Kenneth Faried, then Ty Lawson, and also, surprisingly, JaVale McGee was a key contributor for Denver during that series.
No, I think the reason why the Lakers lost, got dominated in that game is because then, you know, to a certain point later on in that game, I just felt like Coach Brown went pro Kobe instead of going Gasol, Bynum down the stretch, like down when they were, you know, consistently trying to hit Gasol and Bynum down low. They wouldn't have been blown out if they went with their advantage. The advantage they do have is Gasol and Bynum. There is no answer for Gasol and Bynum on that team.
Yeah, you bring up an interesting point. I think just now at this point, don't get me wrong, I think Kobe is still one of the better players in the league. But for this team to win the way that the Lakers are currently constructed, you need a heavy dose of Gasol and Bynum. Those two guys have to get off. Yeah. Kobe will always get his just because he's a closer, he's the Black Mamba.
Kobe has, unfortunately, this is the problem. Like, Shaq isn't on this team. What I mean by that is the personality of Shaq. The Lakers are a better team with this, especially against OKC, when they go inside with Gasol, Bynum, and say Kobe, be that fourth quarter dude to close the game out. And this because KD, there's no, and I hear the talk that, you know, Ron Artest can bother KD. He can't. He could shoot right over Ron Artest if he wanted to. You know, I like what OKC did. They made sure they took away a lot of ISO plays with KD because when he checks, when Artest checks him, it's hard for KD to go ISO with him because Artest is good at stripping the ball. He's good at that. So when you move him around, he's like a Reggie Miller spot and shoot, coming off curl shooting or come off the curl, one dribble to the basket, it's hard for Artest to check him.
Yeah, and also his physical strength when they try to go one-on-one and then Durant tries to body up Artest. It's like moving a brick wall for KD because he's so, I'm not going to say fragile, but he just doesn't have the total strength that Ron Artest has.
I can already see the tweets and the Facebook responses right now. LeBron just missed two free throws. People are going to say he choked already.
Absolutely.
I can already see
it. Especially being within 1 minute, everyone's going to say that he choked.
Yeah.
What's going on with the pick and roll and the Lakers being unable to defend it?
That's a good point.
That's a very good point. It's just like, to me personally, I think on the pick and roll, Gasol and Bynum aren't showing necessarily. They're not coming out. They're not showing the keep to so that the guard can come back around up underneath and check the guard on the pick and roll. They're not showing. That's the problem. I don't know why they're not showing. Because if they show, then actually it'll be a closer game. Game one would have been closer than it was. But if they continue to not show on the pick and roll, this thing is going to be another Dallas series, another 4-game sweep.
Yeah. I think it's more Bynum not showing on pick and roll. He just doesn't show hard. It's crazy. If you watch the Denver Nuggets game seven, he was showing. In game one with OKC, he just didn't show. He didn't show. And it could be what Will was talking about. It could be fatigue. That game seven took a lot out of those guys. I think they didn't expect to be in a dogfight in game seven against the Nuggets.
Absolutely,
and,
no one expected them to be.
And I think that might took a toll on them. But I totally agree with Ray. Like, if they don't cover the pick and roll, especially because getting Westbrook on his sweet spot or KD in the middle, like it's gonna be a situation, and they won't win.
To me, I never understood why do guards always stop their dribble right in the lane, right up under the basket. To me, you have to keep it. To me, Steve Nash is the best at keeping his dribble alive. Once he beats you one on one, and then he gets into the lane, and if he doesn't have the shot, he sees a shot blocker there. He keeps his dribble, and he's able to drive to the second, drive out right around the lane. You see what I was talking about?
Yeah. See what you're talking about, Hill?
Yeah. To this day it baffles me, but it's neither here nor there.
I'm surprised he tried to take it for a layup. He could have pulled it back out and waste time.
Alright, Roy Hibbert's at the free throw line. Indiana's up 76-75.
Everybody is choking today. Yeah.
32 seconds left in the fourth quarter. He missed the first free throw. He has one more left. But anyway, let's go on to the next game that's coming on after this one. Which is,
you got something to say, Ray? You've been real quiet, man.
Spurs.
I know you're enjoying
Clippers.
The game. I'm enjoying it too. I'm trying to do both at the same time.
Well, I tried to tell you guys, and let's not come back from commercial until we watched it.
But we got it. Hey, we got it. Will's trying. We can't be here forever.
You got to finish your friend's resume.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Timmy, Jew. You know, anyone who's living out there, who's listening out there, hotel, restaurant manager, our friend, he's looking for a new job, man. He's very experienced, very good guy. Call at us. Just send us an email at iSradio, UrbanSports at iSradio.com or change.da.game6@gmail.com.
That
lets you know I don't answer any of the emails. I don't tweet any of that stuff. That's all Wally and that's all Ray.
Yeah, pretty much.
I just show up and talk.
All right, to the Spurs and Clippers. Game one tonight, with like Will said, who do you think have a big impact, Chris Paul or Tony Parker? Because everyone's talking about Tony Parker's playing at a high level. Like, he's an MVP. He should have been, like, an MVP candidate. So, which of the two did you
Chris Paul needs to get healthy because he's playing against a fresh Tony Parker who is going to be a little more aggressive than Conley was. Although, I like Conley, but Conley is more of a distributor, get his teammates involved. Parker is going to attack you. And if he sees a wounded duck, it's going to make him attack even harder. So, Chris Paul has to get healthy. You have to utilize your bench. Their bench has been playing well. I think it may come down to whose bench plays the best, actually, because the Spurs bench is pretty good, too. They got my boy from Carolina.
He starts now. He's a starter. Yeah, Mano's on the bench.
Danny Green. Oh, Mano's on the bench. Okay, Mano's just as good off the bench as Danny Green, if not better. So you have Kenyon Martin, Bledsoe. Bledsoe actually outplayed Paul in Game 7.
The
bench is going to play a huge role, as I said. And Bledsoe, who's faster, younger, I like his matchup against Parker better than I like Paul, if Paul's not 100%.
No, I like Paul. I'm a big fan of Chris Paul. But Tony Parker does give Paul problems. He did in the past. He's always done in the past. Huh?
I said OT?
Yeah.
Potentially.
He's always getting the problems. So the way he's taking the shot.
Yeah, everyone knows I think Chris Paul. Anyone who listens knows that I think Chris Paul is the best point guard in the league. But to me, the key to this series is not just the Clippers bench, but it's the Clippers guard play off the bench. The Clippers have Mo Williams, Nick Young, Eric Bledsoe. So they have three other guards that they can throw at you that can create their own shot. Excuse me. Randy Foy starts now, right?
Yeah, Randy Foy starts.
Yeah, so they have three guards off of the bench who they can throw at you in a wave that can push the tempo, dictate the pace of the game, which would be key against the Spurs because we all know the Spurs, they want to slow the game down, especially in the playoffs, and make it a plot and slow, methodical game.
I am sick and tired of D-Wade taking like every single
LeBron
shot.
LeBron passed that.
I know.
Out
that's annoying me.
Fault.
Yeah, it annoyed me.
LeBron,
but you know it was a set play.
LeBron,
though.
He deserves the blame for this. I'm sorry.
But you know that was a set play, though. You do know it was a set play. Because he kicked us a wing to get D-Wade the ball in the post.
Well, to me, I don't know. I guess with Eric Spoelstra with his play calling in the fourth quarter, isn't enough motion. It's more dictated on isolation and offside and, you know, screens coming from the weak side and then trying to get into the lane. They don't have any motion again with the other four players. There's no motion. That's why that's ultimately going to be Miami's downfall in these playoffs.
It's going downfall. Everybody choking. He's out. He's out. Yeah, he's stupid.
And he steps out on that end of the court at that.
Yeah, I don't even think a Miami Heat player hit that, too.
No, I don't.
Was a Pacer.
All right, this is where Cleveland LeBron would make
a
shot.
Yeah, this is Cleveland LeBron. This is when you get the ball to LeBron.
This is ridiculous. This is a tape show. The game is already over. It's been over for days for some of these people
who
are listening.
Who cares, man? It doesn't matter.
They have a cult-like following.
Mr. 85 is out. Peace.
All right, now take these, right? What do you think about, between Blake Griffin and you think Blake Griffin will have a better game in this series, a better series compared to what he did in the Memphis series?
Absolutely not. Popovich will come up with a strategy defensively to contain Blake Griffin. Also, Tim Duncan. Now, a lot of people are going to sleep on Tim Duncan. Tim Duncan is very crafty defensively. He doesn't have the same explosiveness that he used to have on the offensive side of the ball. But defensively, the big fundamentals will find a way to play Blake Griffin and push him out on the block so he can't get inside the lane and establish that post position.
Well, I think he'll struggle because I think the blueprint's out there on Blake Griffin. You know, you can get him out of his sweet spot and stop him from dunking. Honestly, he's not effective. You have to be tough on him. You don't have to put bodies on him like Blair and Timmy D and folks like that and just like keep him out of his sweet spot. Because they do that, it's shown. Memphis showed that, you know, they can't do anything. You made a play for Chalmers.
Oh, well. The Indiana Pacers
have just tied it up to game one.
Game two, headed back to Indiana. Series is tied 1-1.
Game three, yeah. Good job, man. I got to give Indiana credit. Outcoached by Vogel.
Vogel outcoached Spoelstra. Definitely.
But anyway, predictions. Let's speed this show up. Predictions for game one for the Spurs and Clippers.
I think the Spurs win it by minimum of 15 points.
15?
15 at home.
All right, prediction of the whole series.
Oh, of the series? Okay. 4-2.
4-2?
4-2, Spurs.
I'm going to go sweep. I'm going to think Spurs 2. I mean, Spurs
really,
take it 4-0.
Really, you think they're going to sweep?
4-0. Why? Going to be competitive.
Huh?
Huh?
Why?
I just think that there's a better matchup. I think the Spurs can contain Blake Griffin. I think they'll have a problem with Chris Paul, but they're a good defensive team. I think they score enough too. This is a different Spurs team than prior Spurs teams in the past.
Yeah, I will say this. This is a team that actually is willing to push the pace a little bit versus prior years where they just walked it up when they won their previous championship. So you might be right. For both of us had a Spurs
first winning, yeah.
There's no doubt about that between us. I would ask our partner over here to the left what he thinks, but he's kind of walked away from the show for the night. So.
Yeah. Clippers, I see them getting blown out game one. As you people listening already know, the game's over because the show's not live.
Stab, stab.
4-3, seven-game series, though. It's going to be seven.
You think it's a seven-game series?
I think so.
Oh, man.
Fall into the 15%. I just want to go against the grain. So if I'm right, it looks good. If I'm wrong, who cares?
Against the grain.
Yes, indeed.
It's more that time to go hard in the paint.
Drop the music.
All right, it's done. You go, we'll go first, dude.
I'm going to let Ray go first because Ray wasn't here last.
I picked Ty Lawson for the Lakers Nuggets series, and that looked good.
He bought.
So I'm gonna go with David West, even though I don't think they can beat the Heat in the seven game series. But David West is gonna play big. He's the most respectable guy on the Pacers as far as from an intimidation standpoint. So I'm going David West to go on the paint.
All right, the guy I'm gonna go with. He's not going to necessarily be a star in the Lakers series, but I think because of Andrew Bynum will have a meltdown mentally, he'll be forced to play a very big part in the series, and I'm going to go with Jordan Hill off the bench for the Lakers.
Love that. I'm going to go with, last year I went with Rudy Gay.
Your hands up. Go ahead. What do you got to say, Ray?
Nothing. All right, last week I went with Rudy Gay. I expect that he showed out in Game 7. He was the only one, I think, who stepped up in Game 7. He had like 19 points, had like 9 boards. This week I'm going to go with Ray Allen. I think he's been like 4 for 13 from 3, so he hasn't shot the 3 well, but he's had 17. I think he had 17 and 12. I'm not sure the order of the games, but he had 17 and 12. You can't hold Ray Allen down. You can't think he's going to shoot 4 for 13 from 3-point line under like 30%. So I'm going to go with Ray Allen. To go hard in the paint. Oh, your show's the show's about to wrap up. You want to read the information? I don't have the information.
This is a tough night.
I think it's because we were all excited to do a live.
We like Miami. We didn't come to play. Sorry out there in Radio Land.
Professional, so I always come prepared and ready to give a very high effort. But I'm just a little disappointed.
I'm not gonna lie. I was knocked off my game tonight. You know, so. I didn't bring my game, but.
But you'll be back next week, right?
No, actually, I won't. Actually, I'm out indefinitely, like Bosch. So.
So I guess we're going back to the 3-man rotation.
Yeah, you know how it is.
The Green Belt Championship coaching squad.
You know it, homie. I'll read information.
I told that point guy he got a heck of a
on iHeartRadio. You can check us out on iHeartRadio Network. Just search www.iHeartRadio.com. To listen to the show on our website, just check out www.walio.podbeam.com. We're on iTunes, Twitter, and Facebook. Just search the Urban Sports Scene. And what else I got? And you can make sure you listen to the show on the Apple G's radio show on Sundays, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Just visit www.blogtalkradio.com/Apple G's. The show is hosted by Coach Rodney and Vivian.
Ooh, that was nasty.
You want to say lovely Vivian? Or you want to say
by the lovely Vivian. All
right, what's up?
Catch us live at an Indian buffet near you. Coming soon.
Any closing thoughts?
Nah, man. All I can say is thank you all for the people who tuned in at 8:30 to hear us, and you didn't get a chance to hear us live. We're just as disappointed as you. We'll make it up to you. Won't let it happen again.
Don't say that.
Nah, we'll make it up. We'll do a live show sometime down in the future once we get everything logistically figured out. What?
And I just want to add, you know, Eric Spoelstra is like the worst coach in the world. Learn how to coach, man. This is getting ridiculous. You can't keep having this team underachieve. They lose to Indiana, that's a problem. and you need to be fired. Pat Riley take over. If he can't dunk, and that's a problem.
Told you. Yeah, if he can't touch the rim, he can't score. He needs to develop that Karl Malone, that baseline Karl Malone jumper.
And we're referring to Blake Griffin right now. He just had a dunk. But that's about it. It's a wrap. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. Ta-ta for now.
Oh yeah. Shout out. Happy related birthday to Stevie Wonder.
It's cool.